Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, it is hard to imagine, but there are less than 100 days to go to the Summer Olympics in Rio. Hard to imagine the country is in political turmoil. There's concern about the Zika virus being brought back from Brazil to other countries. And now two major competitors are facing doping scandals. The Russian track and field team has been banned from all international competition with accusations of a state-sponsored doping system that even involved the Secret Services. And there's a chance Kenya could face a similar ban after the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, found that country's anti-doping program in non-compliance. The BBC's sports news reporter Alex Kapstick is in London. And Alex, Russia's sports minister Vitaly Mutko wrote a letter in which he said his country was very sorry, ashamed of athletes who were not caught by Russia's anti-doping systems. In other words, he's calling this a systems failure that didn't catch athletes who've tested positive. He didn't say anything about state-sponsored accusations. What's been the reaction?
Yeah, it was an interesting letter from the sports minister, Vitaly Mutko, which was sent to all the media throughout the world. And he said that serious mistakes have been made, that they've broken anti-doping rules. And in his words, they'd neglected the principle of fair play. He was saying sorry to the world, which is something he hasn't really done before. So people are a bit puzzled by that. We're waiting for Russia's next step. But of course, we will find out on June the 17th whether they will be banned from, or whether track and field athletes will be banned from the Olympics. Mutko is saying they shouldn't be. They're doing all that the IAAF, the global governing body for track and field, has asked them to do. Therefore, they should be allowed to compete.
Well, and that global body is meeting on, as you said, June 17th and 18th, and we'll hear more then. But meantime, might another shoe that drops be a Russian athlete who comes forward and says, well, this was state-sponsored. It sounds as if, you know, you have a minister putting all the blame on the athletes. If that's not true, might one of them balk?
The athletes, well, we've already had the whistleblower who was a man called Vitaly Stepanov, who was working inside the anti-doping program. He was one of the people that came forward, along with his wife, Yulia Shubikova, who is a marathon runner, who is saying that, yes, she had been forced to pay to have her tests, her positive tests, concealed. Now, those two people have fled Russia, along with a man called Grigory Rodchenko. He was the man that was supposed to be in charge of anti-doping, of the anti-doping program, who was giving these athletes drugs, a cocktail of drugs. And last week, he gave an interview to the New York Times, which people may have seen, in which he gave startling detail of the anti-doping operation at the Sochi Winter Olympics in 2014, when he said as many as 15 Russian athletes who had won medals had had their positive samples tampered with, replaced by clean samples. It was staggering, the detail he gave. Now, the Russians have disputed all of this, but it doesn't do any good for them when they're trying to convince the IAAF that they should be allowed to compete at the Olympic Games.
And let's go back to the charges against not just Russia, but Kenya, a country with a great long-distance running tradition. Here's some sound from runner Wesley Korir. He was in Boston to run the marathon and was asked about his country's struggle to improve its anti-doping efforts.
I think we're making a step towards the right direction. But doping is a global problem that will need global solutions.
And now the global agency for testing, WADA, says Kenya's not doing enough. Is Kenya also in danger of missing the Olympics?
I think it's unlikely, even though the World Anti-Doping Agency has made Kenya non-compliant. And WADA is now working with the Kenyans to get that right. So they don't want to ban them. And the IAAF, the governing body, as I've said, for track and field, doesn't want to ban them. They had a meeting in March where they said, yes, there are problems in Kenya, but we're working with them to make those improvements. And as it stands, they will be able to compete in Rio.
Alex, we just have a few seconds here, but what is your sense about these Olympics even going off? You have the Zika fears, you have political turmoil, you have athletes already saying they're not going to go, and maybe some athletes banned and not able to go? What's your sense?
Yeah, loads of concerns on Zika. A leading Canadian public health professor last week said it would be irresponsible to go ahead with the Games, but the IOC is unmoved. It says it's working with the World Health Organization to ensure the safety of the Games. Apart from the problems you mentioned, there's also the economy that's in free fall. There's always the last-minute rush to get things finished. There's a rail link, a very important rail link, between the city and the main Olympic site, which is going to be finished around about 4 days before the Games start. So this always happens, doesn't it, before a major tournament. I think the Games, they're going to happen, and people are saying that once it starts, that it will be a success. There'll be lots of good sports, exciting sports to look forward to.
That's the BBC's sports news reporter, Alex Capstick, in London. Alex, thank you.
You're welcome.